Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Copper volatility can't detract from broader supply-demand pressures. Experts predicted the surge in copper prices due to the global shift to green energy. Goldman Sachs forecasted a 75% increase in 2025, citing a supply deficit of over 500,000 tons. Sprott Inc. introduced ETFs like COPJ, focusing on early-stage copper miners. While political factors play a role, supply-demand pressures are the primary drivers. Production challenges and rising global demand are pushing copper prices higher. The Sprott Junior Copper Miners ETF offers exposure to companies at the forefront of the supply chain, poised to benefit from long-term demand growth. With global demand for copper on the rise, investors are turning to targeted exposure like COPJ to navigate the complexities of the copper market.
U.S.-China policy changes. Cloud Global Renewables Outlook. The International Energy Agency has revised its renewable capacity projection for 2030 due to policy changes in the U.S. and China, now expecting 4,600 gigawatts compared to last year's 5,500 gigawatt forecast. This setback confirms the failure to triple clean energy deployment by 2030. Companies like PowerBank Corporation, NASDAQ UN, now have an opportunity to lead in driving renewable energy uptake. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on shaping the green economy, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
State Roundup. Moore targets foster care system for repair following teen suicide. Officials flock to BWI to support federal workers. Governor Wes Moore has promised to repair Maryland's foster care system following the tragic suicide of a teen girl under the state's supervision. Meanwhile, state and federal officials showed support for BWI workers who are working without pay during the government shutdown. In other news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against the Maryland Department of Health over Medicaid waiver issues, and a veteran of the Department of Budget and Management will serve as acting budget secretary as the search for a permanent replacement continues. Baltimore is seeing a concerning rise in infants born with syphilis, and Governor Moore has removed most of Baltimore's liquor board. Additionally, Anne Arundel County will apologize for its role in supporting slavery, and details from the Maryland State Board of Education shed light on dysfunction in Somerset County schools. Finally, crews are preparing to launch Baltimore County's first large-scale solar farm at a closed landfill in Parkton.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.